got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
At K-Rock, we don't take on a lot of work experience kids.
No, we don't. Whether it's high school, university.
Mm-hmm. We've had a few come through this year.
Which is weird, considering we don't take them.
Yeah.
Lots of fun. Really, really fun. The work experience person that's in at the moment, unfortunately, we haven't been allocated some time with them because they get sent to the newsroom or they get sent to the promotions department. They sit with the general manager. They sit with sales. They get to experience everything.
They basically structure the day like this is a day in the life of someone working in radio and you try out all the different departments.
Yesterday afternoon, before the show started, I saw a heinous crime. I think it's so unfair on this poor girl. So the work experience girl was with the promotions manager, Marie.
Yep.
I'm naming her. I told her that I was going to
use
her.
Did you tell her?
I told her.
Now, the promotions department here at K-Rock.
One of the busiest departments.
They do such a great job, you know.
All the live sites.
Everything that you see when, you know, K-Rock's out and about, all the competitions that we run here on K-Rock. It usually comes from the promotions department.
Yep. So, obviously, there's lots going on. So, you feel like, all right, if a work experience person's in there to learn, there'd be plenty for them to sink their teeth into.
What did you find the work experience kid doing yesterday, Tim?
Building a flat pack. For what can only be described as a low-level cabinet.
Yeah, it was a proper cabinet. Like, we're talking a couple of drawers, some cupboards. Yep. There's a lot of pieces in that flat pack.
Lower end. You can't do that to the work experience kid.
Apparently you can.
You can't do that. That's not on. That's not okay. You can't use the work experience kid or the apprentice to put together flat pack furniture.
Like, you've done work experience at various places over the years.
Like in school,
You're telling me you've never been misused in a work experience situation.
Well, I picked the silliest thing when I did work experience.
What did you do?
When you do it in year 10 and you have to do it, or year 9, whatever it is. I did it with my cousin who was an electrician. And he was like,
what did you do that for?
He's like, I'm glad you're hanging out with me for a week. But legally, you can't do anything. Legally. Like, you can't learn anything about being an electrician.
Yeah.
You can pass me my tools. You can go to the van and get stuff.
Boring.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what I didn't do? Put together flat pack furniture. I was doing nothing and I feel like I would have got less out of it if I put together furniture. I don't think you can use the work experience kid to put together flat packs.
Now, see, I did work experience at my dance school back in year 10. And obviously, like, I can't teach any classes. I was 16 at the time.
Can't teach dance.
And so I was quite good friends with the owner of the dance school. And she was like, hey, come here. Opened the costume cupboard. And she was like, I need all of this sorted.
No. That's not...
What a day. I get to go through all of the dance costumes. Brilliant. I was trying things on.
No.
It was the best day of my life.
That just sounds like the worst. Like, they save up the worst jobs.
Yeah.
Go, oh, now we'll get a work experience kid in August. We'll get them to do it.
Well, are other businesses doing this or is it just K-Rock?
Maybe it was you. Maybe you did this to a work experience student.
Yeah.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. What's the biggest misuse of the work experience kid? What were they there to do compared to what they actually did? Maybe this is something that happened when you were in school or maybe it was one of your friends and they came back and they were like, I can't believe
I feel
this.
Like hairdressing apprentices always get used for just like, you know.
Sweeping up the hair.
You go sweep, you go do the laundry. They never get to do anything with the hair.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Give us a call. What is the biggest misuse of the work experience kid? We'd love to hear from you. We've had William from Lara because we wanted to know what is the biggest misuse of the work experience kid. But William, Jess is telling me that you don't misuse them. You fully utilize the work experience kids at your place.
Of course. I mean, they're there for work experience. So how are they going to get the experience if they don't do the work?
What do you do, William?
A fresh green person. Well, Jess knows that I'm in the IT field. I fixed your guys' servers not that long ago.
William was in the K-Rock office.
Will fixed our building.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So what could a work experience kid do with you, Will?
I've already had some kids in there. We have torn down printers, put them back together again, fixed them up. We've torn down laptops. I've even had him grab a complete full-on desktop PC, tear it down to the bare-bones raw case, and then chuck it all back together again. Now push the button, see if it turns on. It fires up. Okay, great. You pass. Next.
William, that genuinely sounds like the most fun ever.
Yeah, that's a life skill that you need to have.
That's incredible. Now, Jess, former work experience kid, current announcer on K-Rock, Bowden, mate.
Did we ever make you put it together flat pack furniture, Bowden?
No, you did not. You let me press a button every now and then.
Yeah. Now, Bowden, for listeners, maybe on the Brekkie show you might have heard Bowden. Bowden came in with Tom Lingy and Loggy.
Yep.
Helping learn how to press the buttons here, and then you've started becoming on air in the last couple of weeks, Bowden. But I would love to know how Tom misused you, because I know for a fact he would have. What's the worst thing that he did on the Brekkie show?
See, I don't think it's something too outrageous, but when I'm doing work experience to learn essentially your job, Tim, you know it involves buttons and microphones and answering phones.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't involve picking up Cameron Ling's coffee 2 days a week.
Good.
I think that's good. A real miss. I don't think you can send work experience to get food and drinks.
You can, though.
But then, like, was it Bowden when you first came in here? Obviously, meeting Cameron Ling, very exciting. Lingy, premiership captain for the Cats.
Yeah, was that intimidating?
Was that the exciting part? You're like, oh, get a coffee for Lingy.
No, it was literally just like, hey, we're going to include you in the coffee run, but here's the Cats. Pick them up and make sure you get Lingy's right.
I mean, I do know that side of it. Yeah, you don't want to get it wrong.
You do not want to get Cameron Ling's wrong.
We did have someone else on the phone,
Jess.
Yeah,
we had Travis from Newcombe. I don't know where he's gone. He was telling me, Tim, that he went to do an apprenticeship with painters. A whole group of painters.
That'd be great.
And he arrived on site, ready to help paint the house.
Brush in hand, let's go.
Was given the keys from his boss to go to his boss's house and mow the lawns.
Can't do that.
He said he still got paid for the day. And then the best part was his boss's mum was there and he got another deal out of it later. So
I beg your pardon. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
I want to talk about a new world record that's been set this week. You and I, we love tracking world records. We love looking at achievements from people. And it's great when you see someone who is a multiple world record holder because you know that they've devoted their whole life to it.
And it's interesting because you go, how do you make money out of that?
Yeah.
How do you, say if you've done the most, I don't know, backflips in a minute.
Yeah.
How are you getting, like, Nike's not coming on board to...
I don't
think
it's a money thing for these people. I think it's a pride thing.
But at the end of the day, like, records are great, but they don't pay the bills.
Well, a 45-year-old bloke named Frank Sinatra.
Sorry to interrupt. You got that wrong.
From Colorado in the US. And he has now broken the record for the most amount of chin-ups done in an hour.
It's obscene. It's obscene.
Have you seen?
I've seen it.
The original record was 993 chin-ups.
That's so much. In an hour. In an hour. Now, I've attempted to do the most burpees in an hour.
Yeah, because the current record was like 300 and something.
No, it was like 800. And I got to 400 and maybe 12 of them were legal. And my body was just decimated.
Yeah. Well, Frank ended up doing 110 chin-ups in 1 hour to break the record. 1,010.
I was going to say, what a fail.
1,010 chin-ups in 1 hour. And now he can add this record to his other two records of doing, he did the most chin-ups in 8 hours, which was 3,751. And he also holds a record for most chin-ups in 12 hours.
Right.
He did 12 hours of chin-ups, 4,649 chin-ups.
So what I'm noticing is he really slows down after that first hour. Holding multiple world records in the same area. Because essentially
field,
he's just changing the length of time he does it for. But then again, like if we think Usain Bolt, he held the record for like the 100-meter, the 200-meter, and the 400-meter.
Yeah.
That was impressive. Everyone talked about the 100 meters that he was breaking world records for.
Let's just talk about a chin-up, right? Have you ever tried to do a chin-up at the gym? Can you do them?
Yeah. It's not fun or nice or easy.
I can't do one. He's doing 17 a minute.
Do you think if we went to a gym over the next couple of weeks
and
you had an hour to do one unassisted, just one unassisted chin-up?
I don't think I could do it. I don't think I have the strength.
That is hilarious.
What do you, what do you mean?
So you even like...
I could do an assisted one.
So could my nana. She's 97 and she goes shopping on Tuesdays. But let's not... Everyone could do an assisted chin-up.
Not everyone can do an assisted chin-up, Tim.
Oh, sorry. I hadn't considered your point of view. So formal. No, not everybody. So you don't think if I gave you a whole hour, you could work yourself up to it?
If you gave me an hour, I could maybe.
It would be
a pathetic chin-up, but I could maybe do one.
Like full-form chin above the bar.
Yeah,
unassisted.
I don't think I could. I honestly don't think I could.
Well, Jeff, only 1,009 left to go for your record there. But I think by the end of the year, you could work up to a point where you could do one chin up in an hour.
I've been working on it for the last 3 years.
Set the bar low.
I'm still not there.
Achieve high. I think, I reckon...
If there's anyone out there that could assist me in doing an unassisted chin-up.
Yeah, I was going to say, assist you in an unassisted chin-up. I think if we could get you doing one chin-up in the space of an hour by the end of the year, what a Christmas show. What a Christmas miracle it would be.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Guest in the studio, Jess, Cats AFLW player Amy McDonald. Good afternoon, Amy.
Hello, thanks for having me back.
That's okay. Now, Jess and I were talking that... You didn't get to meet Jess because she was off gallivanting overseas last time. So
sorry.
If this doesn't go well, we know the difference.
I was going to say yes.
How uncomfortable. No, it's great to meet you, Amy. Thank you so much for coming in again.
Great. It's lovely to finally meet you. And another edition got Tim and Jess.
Now, rip the Band-Aid off. Obviously not how you wanted to probably get the result last weekend playing against Melbourne with a loss for the team. Still sitting at 3-2, halfway through the season. Weird that it's halfway through the season for the 10 rounds this year. Getting yourself together, what's the move before the Sunday game in Warrnambool against the Bombers?
Yeah, I mean... It does fly. Pretty scary that we're halfway through. Didn't play the way we wanted to against Melbourne, but they're the best team in the comp for a reason, and we've definitely learned a lot from playing them, and it's now just going back to the way we want to play our systems and our structures and take that to Warrnambool this Sunday.
Very cool that you guys are playing in Warrnambool, and you were just telling us in that song that you're doing an open training on Saturday. Anyone can come down in Warrnambool?
Yep. 2:30 Warrnambool Reed Oval on Saturday.
Very cool.
Now, obviously, because you and your teammates are heading over there for a couple of days, are you going to go this time of year? Great to see the whales off at the beach. Would you? Any of your teammates going to be like, oh, I might just duck out, go see the whales? Because you will see them. It's very bizarre, and they're really close to the beach.
I mean, the schedule's pretty packed, but I might have to let a few girls know. We actually went last year as well and went to the Sound and Light show, so we've ticked that one off. So maybe it's the whales this year.
Now, your housemate, Georgie Prasparkas, we spoke about
her a lot. Oh, my God, is Georgie your housemate?
Yeah, I live with Georgie.
The Prasparkas Cup is taking place this Sunday between Maddie, her sister, who plays for Essendon. How's the feel around the share house been this week in the lead up to it? Has she mentioned it? I know she's a pretty cool character.
No, it's pretty much business as usual for her. For her, it's just another game. If she lines up on Maddie, she lines up on Maddie. And if she doesn't, she doesn't. She just wants to come away with a win and play well, pretty much.
See, my family group chat would be going nuts.
It'd be
like, all right, it's the fight for mum and dad's love.
Okay. Now, we discussed, I think you might have revealed, or maybe it was Georgie when we had her on the show, that Fridays is massage day.
Yes.
Has she had to bring that
Georgie
forward, or is she still getting that tomorrow before you head off to Warrnambool?
I believe she had one this morning, and I'm pretty sure she had one Monday morning as well. So she's really built a few in this week, but... Yeah, she did duck out this morning, and I'm pretty sure it was a massage.
Right.
Okay. We are throwing Georgie under the bus, but Amy, you did say you came from the sauna yourself, so.
Yeah, it must be very nice, very la-di-da. Now, Amy, what we're going to get you to do is, are you fine to stick around for another couple of minutes on the other side of this song?
Absolutely.
So have you been on the Yeah the Girls podcast at the Cats AFLW side?
I haven't been on it this year, but I do listen in.
Okay, right. So last week we may have stolen an idea from the podcast, Rankin with Rankin, with Georgie Rankin.
Yep.
It's such a good idea. We don't even want to change the name, even though Georgie's not in here. Would you want to do Rankin with Rankin up next?
Absolutely.
Okay, because there's been some controversial comments happening over the last 24 hours, Jess,
with a
very popular biscuit. Is it a biscuit?
Savory
snack?
I guess it's a savory snack. Okay. I would say it's more of a biscuit than a chip.
All right. So we might tell you what it is in the song to give you a couple of moments to think. But I hope you like shapes. Jess, something very controversial happened in the news yesterday.
Yes, we discovered that there was a ranking, a definitive ranking of the different flavors of shapes, mm-hmm. the original flavors. And coming out on top of that ranking was the chicken crimpy, my favorite shape.
Beat the barbecue in the grand final. Now, Amy, you were just saying that after the game, there's a bit of a treat to yourself for being a professional athlete.
The only time a week I'll eat them, of course.
Shapes are one of your go-tos, right?
They are, but chicken crimpy is not my number one.
Okay.
Okay, well, I've given Amy a sheet with six of the original shapes on there.
So what's missing? Because I know that Amy was saying in the song that she was annoyed that nacho cheese wasn't there. I didn't even know that was a flavor.
So I decided to leave nacho cheese off because it wasn't a part of the original flavors.
Because essentially what we're going to get you to do now is Rankin with Rankin, an idea from the Girls podcast, the Cats AFLW side does. But we're just going to... You're just going to be Rankin.
I'll be Georgie Rankin.
You're going to be Georgie Rankin.
So give us 6-1, your shapes flavors. Which one?
The bottom.
Yeah, which one are you not going to touch? Or you're going to touch the least, I guess.
I mean, I think that one's pretty straightforward. And the savory flavor, there is just a lack of flavor.
It's the worst color, the worst flavor. Yeah. It is number six by far.
It.
Yeah,
it really,
absolutely.
It's one of those ones that you really need to put something on.
Yeah,
you know,
like a cheese, hummus, something along those lines. Okay, number five, where are we going?
Then up to the cheese theme, the cheddar.
Oh, Tim's devastated by that one.
It's not
because
much.
That is his favourite.
Oh. My wife does the shopping, so that's
you made a
reason.
Big call a few weeks ago that cheddar was the best shape flavour.
Well, I think it is because it's the only one I've had in 10 years.
Not according to Amy McDonald,
okay,
it's not.
Sorry, Amy. Number five. What's number four?
Number four, we're heading over to the pizza, which I think this could be controversial because I know a lot of people rate pizza highly.
Well, we were discussing this yesterday. I said that I thought there was a general impression that barbecue and pizza were the two shining lights.
Mm-hmm. I still agree.
Okay. Mm. But yeah, pizza for me again...
I could take or leave pizza. Like, if it's there, I'll have a nosh, but I'm not going actively out of my way to buy it.
Yeah, I sit with that.
This is a real radio show. Okay. Keep going. Number three.
Number three. So the top three are all ones that I genuinely really like, but probably in third, the chicken crimpy.
Chicken crimpy coming in at third. Mm. Now, this... So what have we got? What have we got left? We've got
barbecue and cheese and bacon.
Cheese and bacon has made it to the top two.
Didn't think I'd see the day.
No. Okay. What? Give us your. We'll go number one, and then that way we can discuss number two. We'll go off the excitement.
I was going to say. So you know what it is. Number one, it's hard to go past barbecue.
Barbecue. Okay.
When there's that extra flavor in the packet.
Right.
Yeah, fair enough.
Are you preferring to buy a big box, or would you buy the kid packets?
The little mini packets.
Yeah, the little mini packets.
The mini packets has like six biscuits. I need. A few more, so the big box.
Imagine running around. Like, how many kilometres are you putting out running through the midfield at the moment with the Cats?
In a game, 9 or 10.
Hideous.
Oh, my God.
In a two-hour period as well. Okay.
Yep.
Well, you've come in for the important hard-hitting stuff, Amy. again.
Who would have thought cheese and bacon would come out at number two?
Just wild. Just absolutely wild. We'll go back to and focus on the footy just quickly for one last second before you leave. So you are heading to Warrnambool to play the Bombers this weekend, and you are heading early for an open training session on the Saturday as well if people are in town and they want to visit.
Yes, Warrnambool have always been extremely amazing and welcoming to us, so... We're heading down there on the Saturday, have an open training session at Reid Oval at 2:30, play on the Sunday, and then we're all sticking around on Monday for a bit of a community camp, visiting some schools and holding a clinic.
Oh, how cool is that?
That's fantastic. Jess, I know we were going to talk about something, but I feel like you just looked at me and said, I don't want to talk about what you want to talk about.
Because you both of us, I've lost
You're
my words.
You're speechless. Okay.
I'm actually speechless at what just happened.
So Amy McDonald, Cats AFLW player. She was just in here for like the last 25 minutes. We were having a bit of a chat. After we, you know, got her in here to talk about footy and biscuits, we thought, all right, you probably don't need to, you're a professional athlete. You could probably be spending your time better.
And then I mentioned a little game that you and I have been playing off the air.
Oh, in the songs, We can't always just be, thinking and looking at the computer, what's going on.
Yesterday we were trying to see who could jump the highest in the studio.
I don't know why it was a game.
You're
20 centimetres shorter than me.
Yeah.
And we have different levels. Like, this room is probably 2.5-ish metres tall.
I would say almost 3.
I think you don't understand measurements.
I think you don't understand measurements. Okay. It's a high roof.
It's a very high roof. We have some speakers and TVs. Jess, you can touch the speakers and the televisions here when you jump. But the roof is far out of your...
Yeah.
reach. Now, how tall are you?
I'm 163. So okay. Amy's only a couple centimetres taller than me.
165.
And she heard about this game and went, oh, well, I've got to give it a go
now. She said, my competitive spirit will take over. And I was like, I said to her when she said how tall she was, I was like, well, you're not touching the roof. Like, I can just touch the roof at 183 centimetres. I'm just touching the roof. A fingernail, if I clip my fingernails, I wouldn't be able to touch it.
I feel like I've just watched, like, Go-Go Gadget. Like,
what's that where it's like he jumps in slow motion? That the Million Dollar Man?
Astro Boy?
She flew. Oh, she my floated God. In the air.
And then casually just said, yeah, like, I've got one of the highest jumps in the team.
She didn't.
What do you mean,
she
Amy?
Didn't touch the roof, but she got probably closer than anyone I've
absolutely.
Ever seen.
I think she got closer than you did.
If you want to see that athleticism, Warrnambool, Geelong Cats, Bombers this Sunday.
I feel like we need to make every AFLW player that comes in we'll here touch the roof.
Have a touch point on, like, kind of a measuring wall, like when you're growing up, but it's a vertical leap.
Oh, my God.
That. Okay.
Stunning.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
And if you have toddlers, this might hurt your heart a little bit. And I would love for you to call the show on 52232955. Seen something on Reddit. Someone posted a photo of a brand new couch that they'd got. A grey couch. I know you've introduced us to the millennial grey, Jess.
Yes. Yeah,
which
yeah.
is what again?
It's essentially all millennials love the colour, the very light grey colour.
Right.
And they will, it's called millennial grey for a reason because a lot of millennials will just fill their house with light grey.
I'd never seen it. And then I visited my sister and my brother-in-law and I was like, oh, you're one of them. Oh, no. But essentially, the conversation on Reddit is the person said, hey, here's a photo of my couch. I have two kids. I have a two-year-old and I have a three-month-old. My three-month-old needed my attention, took my eyes off the toddler for literally 2 minutes while I was changing the baby, came back, purple permanent texture all over the couch. Had it for a week, $5,000 couch.
I'd be furious.
But what, like?
I'd be furious.
You can't be angry at a kid, mate.
Tim, if your son Jack,
He's 9 weeks old, mate.
In a couple years, if he brings out a texter and takes it to the couches that you bought with your wedding money.
Mm.
How devastated. You told me that you want to be buried with those couches.
They will never leave our house. even if someone sets them on fire, I will keep the wooden frames for that. I think my wife would probably be the one needing to be consoled more than myself. I'd be like, look, you know, you're better than that, Jack. but 52232955. What did your kid ruin? Like, I'm talking furniture. Maybe they've painted on the walls. Maybe they've damaged something, broken something. Toddlers in particular, it's because they're so curious.
I remember when I was a child. I think I was like maybe 4 or 5. It was very, very young. And I got really sick. And I said to Mum, I was like, I think I'm going to throw up. And she was like, you're going to be fine. Sit down on the couch. Put me in with a blanket. I spewed on the rug. And the rug was never the same. There was a big stain. Huge stain on the rug. And I remember we kept it for years because Mum's like, it's the rug. Like,
so was it?
We used to just cover it. We moved it around so we could cover it with furniture, but it was still, there was this giant, like, basketball size stain.
52232955, particularly for toddlers, parents of toddlers. What did your kid ruin? Would love to hear it because this couch, $5,000, had it for a week, purple permanent texture. Didn't even get to put that thing on it that you get with rich people couches where it makes it hard to put stains on. Give us a call. What did your kid ruin?
I don't know if I've got the patience at the moment. Like, do you get the patience once you have the child? Like, have you got an infinite amount of patience now for your child, Jack?
Or? I mean, my 9-week-old can smile, poo, and
like
that's
he
pretty much
he
it.
He pooed all over your hand. Yeah. Like, if I did you'd be so mad at me.
I agree. But I did think it was quite funny when my 9-week-old did a poo all up my hand and up. If you did it, I probably would go to HR.
You probably would.
I'm glad we cleared that up. Sean in Belmont has given us a call on 52232955. Sean, what did your kid ruin?
Two things my daughter ruined. One was a $8,000 Italian leather Chesterfield couch.
Oh, that's Tim's dream couch.
Is that the brown?
You know the brown
one
that you love. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, with all the buttons and stuff in it. Yeah. Which I had before she was born, and she took to it with a sharp object. I'm not quite sure what it was, to be honest.
Could have been her teeth.
But yeah, and basically tore all the, yeah, all the, like the actual teeth part.
What do you do that in that situation there, Sean? You just go, oh, great, you're a child, so I can't really get too angry at you.
Yeah, yeah, and plus she has a disability, so okay, I can't really get angry at her at all. You just got to suck it up and move on.
Yeah, because kids really don't know, for the most part, what they're doing.
What was the second thing that she ruined, Sean?
A TV of mine, which, like a Sony Bravia TV.
Ooh.
She
branded television.
Yeah, I was going to say notoriously cheap. So.
Right.
Yeah, it was quite expensive, and that was my dream TV and my dream couch, and she ruined both. She must have thought it was a blackboard, and she took to that with a pen. when we weren't in the room, and same thing. You just got to more disappointment. You just got to move on.
Oh, Sean.
Yeah.
Well, it's devastating as it is.
Yeah.
Honestly, rough. Sure. It's at this point where I wish we'd organise, like, and you know what? We're going to replace him, but we cannot.
No, it is what it is. No, she's still a legend. She'll always be a legend. But, yeah.
Always a legend, but just won't watch television on that particular couch at any given time ever again.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.